You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, we are back. Wanda's rocking the show. We've got Bruce Turkell helping us have some great information, delivering it fun, so you can use it every single day. I want to make sure I give my special shout out to our listeners again in Austin, Texas. Thank you for all the positive energy you send our way, and we love sending it back to you. I also want to remind everybody, Lauren Book's finishing her walk across the state. Lauren's walk is going to end off Saturday at 4:30 at Dr. Krop Senior High. I'll be there. Vivian will be there. Vivian's my wife. Games, parties, fun. It'll be an awesome, awesome time. Now I want to get back, and we're going to talk more branding with Bruce Turkell. Bruce, now we've gone through the seven things. I want to talk specifically about how people can build their brand with you. How do you help people build their brand? They're starting from zero. Somebody told them they got to build their brand. What's the first thing that they should do?
The first thing they need to do is understand. We said it earlier, understand their authentic truth. We used to think you build a brand and you market yourself based on function. But that's no longer true because, again, as we talked about earlier, people can find the function of what you do, sell mortgages, wash cars, paint houses, do law work, whatever it is. People can find it a lot of places. What they want to buy is that unique, whatever it is that you offer, that authentic truth. And then you need to post it, create it, build it in such a way that it makes the customer feel good about themselves. Here's my saying. A good brand makes you feel good. You get in a Warren Henry Infiniti or Jaguar, you feel good, right? But a great brand makes you feel good about yourself. Those cars do that. You do that. That's what branding is all about, making your customer feel good about themselves.
Well, you just did it for me.
Well, that's my job. I keep telling you
that. You're awesome, Bruce. You're absolutely awesome. I gotta record this stuff.
It's funny that you're always surprised. You ask me a question, I answer, and you go, oh, my God, how do you do that? You just did that. Because that's what I do. I'm kind of a one-trick pony, you know, but in my one trick, I kind of know how to do it.
No, you're absolutely great, and I want to refresh. Now, if somebody wants to do, the first thing they do is they find their authentic self.
They have to figure it out. You're not just a restaurant. You're not just a bank. You have to stand for something. There has to be something unique, special, interesting, different. Why do you get up in the morning? Why do you do this? Yes, to make money. We know that. But there's got to be more. You got to stand for something.
I want to help people and have them have a better life.
Well, then there's your authentic truth. You're a caretaker. And then that has to show up in the way you help them with their real estate deals, in the way you help them when they want to tune into the radio show. They're coming for entertainment. They're coming to pass the time, but they're coming because you're helping them. And here's the thing. You do that without trying. So it's no longer work. Helping people is who you are. It's your authentic truth. It, as you said earlier, it comes out of your pores, it comes out of your fingertips, and that's where the business is.
Let me tell you is that one of the best brands that was ever in South Florida, I'm going to use it right now, is when I do real estate, all I tell people is that I want to be the Cy Sims of real estate, where the buyer is an educated consumer.
Okay, very good. Very good. But there's more to it than that, because an educated consumer suggests that it's someone who knows what they're buying. My guess is your consumers that really benefit are the ones who don't know, but you care enough to make sure they find out.
100%. You know, we make it, you know, in real estate, they call it due diligence. We work real hard to make the due diligence easy and clear and transparent. And one of the reasons that people do business with me is because I am transparent. There's, you know, in real estate, there's a lot of people that they play a lot of games. They do a lot of things. A lot of power stuff is involved. I mean, for crying out loud, we got a successful real estate guy running for president. We could talk about that guy's brand all day. But what I try to do is present transparency and positive energy and do business with people like that. That's what I see.
Let's build on what you just said without taking sides here.
No sides.
What you believe in, what you're going to vote for, irrelevant
don't
to this
care.
Conversation.
Don't care.
Look at it agnostically. The person you just mentioned has not said anything about an issue. Not one thing. Because that's not what matters. What matters is how he makes his voters feel.
Yes.
And they feel good about themselves. Whether you agree or disagree, irrelevant. He is able to move the meter because he makes people feel something.
Yes, either anger or hope. And I, again, don't want to take sides. I officially declare myself I'm purple. I couldn't even vote. I'm such a putz.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on a second. So we don't take sides. Let's go the opposite side. President Obama had what I believe is the second best advertising line ever written. Yes, we can. Yes is positive. We is inclusive. Can is aspirational. Positive, inclusive, aspirational. It's good, it's about me, and it's pointing me to the future. That is an example of how you do it.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, we only have 2 minutes left, so the real takeaway, and then we're going to go right to the thank yous, because without the listeners, there's nobody. So what's your one good takeaway? Maybe that's a good takeaway.
That's absolutely. It's all about them. It's if they're not out there listening, supporting you, what did the Beatles say? And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. You're putting it out through the microphone. You're getting it back through the headphones.
Bruce, when's your band appearing next and where?
My band is, my band is not appearing for a couple weeks, but I'm playing an acoustic gig with a couple friends Saturday night at the Audubon House in South Miami. I think we start at either 7 or 7:30. It'll be me, Phil Allen on guitar, Andy Wax on guitar, Bert Bruton on bass. I'm going from here to rehearsal.
Unplugged.
Absolutely. Yeah,
live.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Live. Saturday night.
Saturday night under the lights.
I was going to say that, but you did first.
We're old-time Miamians. We remember.
We do.
Hollywood Speedway Park. Saturday
That's right.
Night under the lights.